You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Brazil is the big election on the calendar year 2022. We're days and hours away from the second round. Lula da Silva, former president of Brazil, and Jair Bolsonaro, the present president of Brazil. So it's president versus president. The excitement is obvious from the campaign picture. Remember, it's springtime in Brazil, so this is a wonderful time to campaign. At the same time, there's anxiety in all directions about what comes next. Will there be a military coup? Unlikely, but it's speculated about in media. Will there be an upset and Lula da Silva recover the presidential palace? It's likely, according to the polls, except Ernesto, a very good evening to you. I go immediately to the polling news because we were so badly misled by the polls of the first round. The president Bolsonaro did very well, and I puzzled at the time with you whether this was a matter of the people deceiving the pollster and telling the truth in the voting booth. What can you tell us about the most recent polls? Because according to Reuters, Brazilian leftist leader Lula da Silva is leading right-wing President Bolsonaro with 49% of the vote support against the incumbent's 44% ahead of the October 30th runoff. That's Reuters right now. Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. Yes, exciting times, especially because the polls don't mean a lot. So it adds to the surprise effect of the election, and we have to wait for it. But, well, you have different polls. The ones that are, let's say, considered the best have performed very badly in the first round, those are the ones that Reuters is quoting. There's another one that was closer to the real result that is giving 46 to Bolsonaro and 43% to Lula, with the remaining 10 or 11% of people either undecided or decided to vote no. So it's basically a reversal, of course, of the first round. The general sense is that since the first round, Bolsonaro has gained much more momentum than Lula. So I would tend to think this reflects more the reality. There's an interesting point, John, which is the following. There was a decision by Congress to open a congressional investigation on the polls. They want to know, of course, this is an initiative of pro-Bolsonaro Congress people. They want to know if this was manipulated. But the Supreme Court has decided that no, this cannot take place. They won't let the Congress to investigate the polling companies. So this also shows how things are today in Brazil. The Supreme Court kind of decides everything and interferes even with a congressional investigation, saying it cannot take place. But two pieces of news. Yesterday, we had a debate. The two candidates had the first debate for the second round. And it's basically a consensus that Bolsonaro performed much better than Lula. Lula was basically on the defensive, and Bolsonaro managed to accuse him of corruption again. I mean, bring the corruption scandals back. Friendship of Lula with dictators like Ortega in Nicaragua, for example. So it was a much more incisive performance by Bolsonaro. This may reflect in the polls. I mean, if the polls are correct. And the other is just breaking news. The pro-Bolsonaro candidate for São Paulo governor, Tarcísio de Freitas, while visiting a university center in São Paulo itself, he suffered with his team. They suffered an attack in their van. No one was hurt, but there was shots were exchanged between the attackers and the police that was doing his security. This is very serious, of course. This is very unusual in Brazilian politics, this sort of attempt against the life of candidates. This has to be investigated, of course. But this obviously plays against the narrative of Lula and his people that Bolsonaro supporters are violent and Lula's life itself. So back in 2018, it was Bolsonaro who suffered an attempt against his life. And now it's the contender for São Paulo governorship, the most important one, and a staunch supporter of the president that suffers a similar attempt. So this is extremely serious, and we have to see how this will play out.
Joseph, there's also news from Brazil that touches on the conversation we had with Mauricio Claver Caron, the former president of the Inter-American Development Bank in these last days. Reuters reporting from Brasilia. Brazil plans to nominate former central bank governor Ilan Goldfein to head the Inter-American Development Bank. A person familiar with the matter said on Sunday, Latin America's largest economy seeks to secure its first presidency of the constitution. Why I'm struck by this, Joseph, is what we learned from Mauricio Claver Caron is that he was ousted on the basis of an anonymous smear letter that was never challenged, that he wasn't permitted to challenge. And the allegations were completely independent of his conduct at the bank, what he was attempting to do. Now Brazil's moving forward. And yet I'm understanding from our conversation last week that China was the prime mover to discard Claver Caron. And I can presume that China is now going to weigh in on whether it believes Ilan Goldfein is appropriate for the IDB. What is China's motive for all this, Joseph? Did you understand that?
No, I took it away the same thing as you, John. I think that was one of the main takeaways from the conversation with Mauricio Claver Caron, which is that China plays an outsized role in not just Latin America, but in the bank itself, in the Inter-American Development Bank. I mean, the way they came into the bank, what Mauricio told us about how they essentially paid a one-time only entrance fee, which was very highly unusual, what he called the political kickback, which basically gave them an inordinate amount of influence in the bank. And so now we see that when Mauricio left, they're putting forth new candidates, and this one candidate from Brazil, it'd be interesting to see what his position is on China, because Mauricio's was very much looking at steering the region away, at least financially, away from its dependence on China. China is a major player in Brazil. I think that's a part. I know Ernesto knows this very well, and they're a player in a very negative way, because while they tried to project this image of non-interference and non-intervention, they intervene very much in the political landscape of Brazilian politics. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're intervening in the presidential politics that are going to come out in the election in a few weeks. Something that Ernesto had told me before, I thought was very relevant to today, which is that, you know, if President Bolsonaro is to win the runoff on October 30th and seek out a second term, that this doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have a closer relationship to China, but there are going to be a lot of influence to continue to steer President Bolsonaro closer to China. However, if Lula da Silva wins the presidency at the end of the month, that this would significantly deepen Brazil and China's relationship and make Brazil pretty much one of its main proxies in all of Latin America.
Ernesto, an excellent question is Brazil and China. Does China favor in any fashion during the campaign one of the other candidates?
I don't think they need to, John, because I think China is very well placed with both campaigns. They have traditional relations with Lula's party and Lula's team, but also they developed a lot of influence on President Bolsonaro. So they're very near the core of President Bolsonaro's government. And so I think they would, it's a win-win, like they like to say, the Chinese. It's a win-win situation for them. They would win in any case because of the economic and political penetration that they already achieved in Brazil, which I personally tried to fight against because I think this is awful for Brazilian sovereignty. It's it can transform Brazil into some sort of agriculture colony of China. It can well take away our strategic independence in our choices, and well, it would ignore all the problems that China has with human rights and lack of freedom for their own people.
Just a detail about your report about Sao Paulo and the political actor who was under attack. Gunshots were fired. This political actor, the running for governorship, you lead me to believe he's well ahead. He's campaigning. He's a popular figure.
Yes.
Would this in any fashion connect to the presidential race? You told me Sao Paulo is a very important base for which is it Bolsonaro who's based in Sao Paulo?
Yes, but Bolsonaro's main base is São Paulo and Rio. Although he was a representative for Rio, but São Paulo is his main base. So aspect has to be taken into account. Tarcísio is, the one who suffered the attack is far ahead in the polls, and in that sense, in that case, I think the polls are totally trustworthy. Not totally, but they tend to be trustworthy, because they reflect what people are really thinking in the streets and in the markets. So it could be an act of despair by someone. Could be an act aimed at destabilizing the whole presidential campaign as well. But what I see is that it plays in favor of Bolsonaro and of his candidate in São Paulo. But at national level, it does. Of course, it plays into the hands of Bolsonaro, because they say, look, Lula and his people are saying that we are the violent ones, and they are trying to kill my candidate for the São Paulo governorship. So whoever did that, I mean, it was a very stupid move.
In the Brazilian election, again, gunplay is part of the formula for success or failure. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. And when we come back, Argentina, and you will all recall that cargo plane that's still parked in Buenos Aires, a mystery. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.